It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
By the way, it's brought to you by Niblack Foods.
Yes,
in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Now, thank you.
Okay. So, it's Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And our throwback year this week is 1979.
You are correct.
And that is the year that This Old House premiered.
On PBS?
On PBS. Yeah.
Man, what year? 1979?
1979, yeah. Have you watched This Old House?
My parents used to have it on, and I would be held captive there watching Norm and
Bob Vila.
That's right, Bob Vila back in the day with the beard.
Yes.
And now they're Boston accents.
Yeah.
Lord. Yeah.
So This Old House was one of the earliest home improvement shows on national television. I mean, that was obviously the days way before HGTV was ever a thing.
True pioneers.
When the first episode of This Old House premiered on February 20th, 1979, the show launched a new television genre like nothing ever seen before.
Wow.
The show was founded by Russell Morash, who was a cameraman, producer, and director for Boston public television station WGBH, who had produced also Julia Child's popular cooking program, The French Chef.
Well.
Yes.
Well, she was famous.
In 1976, he had the idea of bringing together home improvement professionals to chronicle the types of struggles he was working through renovating his own property.
Sure.
So he was going through it himself.
He thought everybody else would like to see this misery.
It began as a one-time 13-part series, but has grown into one of the most popular programs on the network. It was initially controversial among building contractors, and some cast members were afraid that they were giving away secrets of the building trades.
My golly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep that stuff locked down.
As time passed, the show grew into a cultural icon, and producer-director Russell Morash became known as the father of how-to. That's a nice name.
It's an honorable
title.
The
father of how-to.
Yeah.
So Bob Vila was hired as the host of This Old House after receiving the Heritage House of 1978 Award by Better Homes and Gardens for his restoration of a Victorian Italianate house in Newton, Massachusetts.
Mm.
Yes.
Nice job.
Vila appeared with carpenter Norm Abram as they and others renovated houses. Now, Vila left the show in 1989 following a disagreement arising from his involvement with outside commercial endorsements.
Oh, boy.
Since 2003, Kevin O'Connor has been the host of This Old House. And before he joined the cast, he was a homeowner who appeared on Ask This Old House, seeking help with wallpaper removal.
Well, you never
and
know.
Now he's the host of the show.
You never know what's going to lead you to stardom.
That's so true.
The wallpaper question, next thing you know, national
now
star.
You're the host.
What's his name?
Kevin O'Connor.
Kevin O'Connor, of course. Yeah. Kevin, on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. This Old House began its run with a vacant property in Dorchester, Massachusetts. The network bought the property specifically to facilitate the show taping and later sold it. More than 100 people made appointments to see the property when it was listed.
No, more than 100,
yeah.
You say.
As the show evolved, it began to focus on higher-end luxury homes with more of the work done by expert contractors and tradespeople.
Mm.
This Old House receives thousands of applications to showcase homes each season. This number is often as high as 5,000 every cycle.
My gosh.
However, the program only selects 2 homes per season to feature, making the selection process deliberate and lengthy for anyone who's ultimately selected to participate in the program's taping. And I also read that you got to pay for it all yourself.
You have to? Oh, really?
I think so.
Really?
But I think you get a lot of it, like,
PBS is a lot of money, Sarah. They're not.
But I think a lot of the companies, because they're featured on the show, will give you a break.
Is that how it works?
I think you do have to pay.
That's how it works over there, isn't it?
Like many successful programs, This Old House has found its way into the humorist's eye on occasion.
Has it? Will you share some examples?
The most famous example is Tool Time.
Oh.
The show within a show on Home Improvement.
Home Improvement, sure. Yeah. Tim Allen, yeah.
Tim Allen played Tim Taylor, a character inspired by Bob Vila, while Richard Karn portrayed Al Borland, a character based on Norm Abram.
Yeah.
And Bob Vila also guest starred from time to time as Tim's rival and archenemy.
Totally forgot about that.
Me too.
But you're absolutely right. Yep. I remember it now.
I don't know why. I obviously watched Home Improvement, but I didn't make the connection that it was based on.
Yeah.
That show is based on This Old House.
But yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
So This Old House is now in its 45th season and remains one of the highest rated home improvement shows on television. It has produced many spinoffs, notably The New Yankee Workshop,
that was
hosted by Norm Abram.
Yeah. I used to watch that too.
There's a magazine and websites.
Those websites too? You're kidding.
For-profit websites.
Oh, wait a second.
Yes.
That's a no-no.
The show has won 17 Emmy Awards and received 82 nominations.
My golly.
Yeah.
Wow.
In 2021, Roku purchased this old house. The deal, which is believed to have cost Roku nearly $100 million,
wow,
gave the streaming platform ownership of the library of over 1,500 episodes of This Old House and Ask This Old House.
Now, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so you can stream it on Roku.
Forgive me for being ignorant, but is it still air on PBS?
Yes,
oh,
it does.
Okay.
But I think it also airs on Roku after it's
I
on
see.
PBS.
I see. So PBS got $100 million from the thing? Wow. But they're still not kicking any money for the lumber when they're redoing your house.
Right.
Got it. You picked out a record to go along with This Old House, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play the song This Old House by Stuart Hamblin.
Well, this one's a rocker.
Yeah.
It's a bop. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Stuart Hamblin, big fan of his. Sarah, why do we just play This Old House?
Because we were talking about the show This Old House, which premiered in 1979, and that is our Throwback Thursday year.
You got it, Sarah. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. This Old House was one of the first home improvement shows on national television.
Tool Time on Home Improvement was inspired by This Old House.
And 5,000 people apply to be on This Old House every season.
And they only pick two,
they
right?
They only pick two.
My
yeah.
Golly. Well, and how many seasons has the show been around?
45.
Jeez, that's a long time. American Idol's catching up, but that's...
And Survivor.
But yeah, it's pretty good. Folks want to learn more about This Old House, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Every day we do this on the radio, but we also stream it live on Facebook with the visuals, with the pictures.
Yes.
Facebook.com/legends1027 every day at 4:10. And then we archive it up at YouTube. Go to YouTube and search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. Be sure to like and subscribe. That way you know every time we post a new video up there. And that's brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Excuse me. Thank you. Get all choked up when
is
I talk about
it.
No, no. I just get emotional when I talk about YouTube. That's all. You come back tomorrow, fresh episode for a Friday.
Yes.
And our anniversary, 25
years.
Yes,
our anniversary. I can't believe it.
Jeez Louise. All right.
Amazing.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're
traffic
welcome.
And weather coming up next. Ed Smith's got his eye on the snowy roads. He'll update us. Erasure, Heat Wave, and more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.